Welcome to A Kind and Gentle Word. I'm Jordan, and today is day 9 of walking through the book of Psalms, one chapter at a time. My hope is that as you've been walking through these days, that it's beginning to become a part of your routine, either in the morning when you wake up, or at night just before you fall asleep, or even both. You gotta start a little bit at a time, and then keep pouring in more and more. Because the more you drink in the Lord's word, the more you are going to thirst for the scripture. Let's jump right into Psalm 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead, all the nations that forget God. But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord. Do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know they are only mortal. This psalm was a little more of a, I'm going to call it upside down psalm. We start in a mode of thanksgiving and then instantly become that lion that David is mostly known for. He definitely has a ferociousness about him, and we often see that in his psalms. And I love how much he triumphs in the Lord's glory, because he doesn't take it for his own. He triumphs in knowing that without God, we are nothing. So we're going to go all the way up to the top, to verse 1, and we're going to really focus in on, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Today, if you get a chance, tell of the Lord's wonderful deeds within your life. Even if it's a little bit scary, be bold. Allow the words to flow from your mouth and wash over those around you. Remember to be kind to others and gentle with yourself, for we are all a work in progress.